Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And first of all, thank you all for tuning in once again as I say happy Roman Gregorian calendar New Year's to everybody, and welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 51. Wow, we're finally leaving out of Chapter 7. Been a long one, an interesting one. We'll start Chapter 8 next week. As you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, which is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. For those who are listening online, hey, I thank you for listening to Hood Tunes on Blog Talk Radio, but you can call in at 646-478-0944 or even send in any type of material to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Hood Tunes or Blog Talk. Call or blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back or press one. Hey, I'm going to give you like a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment. And because if I don't do it, I probably won't get to it later on. So number 10 is Eric Magnus. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, Suave Gotti with Dawg Nation. Number 7, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More than that, just a little while. Number 6, Hustler Culture, which was done last Monday. Had a nice little buzz to it. Number five, the winner, blowout last Saturday, Jace Wynn and Lil Durk. The past Saturday in Lorraine. Number four was the Illstyle Rockers Holiday Jam, which was Akron last Saturday. Number three, more just a little while, but Black House Sounds New Year's and Christmas presents have been dropping tracks. Now going on about five of them within the past holiday week at the Joseph P. Motley Jr. YouTube page. And then number one, well, really, we go from number three to number two. We have the New Year's events, so many of those going on. It's not even funny, but a lot of them haven't even started yet. That's why I had to debut at the top. What's been going on all week long? All the Kwanzaa events that are happening. Before I do anything else, I'll go to the 216-400, 216-209. Before I do anything else, let me let people know that, you know, yesterday Cleveland Motel, about 170th in Euclid, found dead Gabriel Jeffries, a.k.a. India. No matter what, was still an attractive model type. That's what a lot of people are saying. And E.C. Dre, found dead, same location. E.C. Dre, the artist who rep East Cleveland, worked with D-S-E-N-T, E-C-M-D International, Thoroughbred Gang, Family MC, Motorcycle Family, worked with OPN Entertainment and even Streets Most. Also, somebody who did not die, we will say, tragically or violently, other person who passed, McCall's Motel, separate from another two, Euclid and Lee at East Cleveland. They found, people called him Begging Marv, East Cleveland Marv, Starving Marvin in the motel. Natural causes, unlike the first two, because we're not sure yet. But you know, Marvin's body took a beating. Whether he was begging for change, 10 degree below weather, in no heavy winter coat, whether in the rain or snowing on him, from begging or asking for change, severe heat. He was known to beg from McCall's, Windermere, Walgreens, and a lot of downtown Cleveland activities. And the thing is, came from a very, very nice family. So you never know how things might take you through life. But I just wanted to throw those things out there before I go to the phone lines. I want to also let people know, I told you about that, Joseph P. Motley, Jr. period, on YouTube, but also Joseph Motley Jr., on Facebook and YouTube, and then you can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. And while I'm on it, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceRadio.com. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. I have some people who, wow, I thank you all because, man, I could have taken this radio show off. I could have done that, popped some champagne, but then again, there's so much stuff still going on. That would be a crime. So I'm going to 216-400. 216-400. New year coming through. How you do? And that's going once. Going twice. Going thrice. And I appreciate you following the rules. The rules are simply stated as this. You don't have to hang up. You can just stay silent. We'll put you back on hold. But I appreciate the fact that you are either watching the New Year's special that's going on, one of many, or you might be watching. We know there's no Monday Night Football, so you could have been watching Monday Night Raw. But I want to let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 199 and other events, you can Facebook that. But it's Saturday, 1:45 to 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time at 1899 Main Classroom Building, a.k.a. Berkman Hall. It's East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, large room number 136 with the Black Studies Department. They sponsor that event. You can be mean, but keep it clean. Radio edits from rap, gospel, dance, poetry, DJ Dollar Rock, Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, Hip Hop Workshop Power, Cypher, Kaya Dog Nation, movie filming. Spade 216, that Cleveland Pride will be in the house. Brother Kahar from the new Black Panther Party, as well as Sergeant Major Stokes of Black Man Army, free CDs and DVDs, much, much more. Before I get to the first phone caller, I am very thankful, and I'll tell you why. Sometimes people ask, why the hell do you do what you do? Well, let me tell you something. A bill that would require schools to call parents within 2 hours of the start of the school day if the child is absent, received final approval from the Ohio House, as well as the Senate, and is now hitting the Governor Kasich's desk. And for those who don't know, Aliana DeFries, that's it. It's that alert bill, because Aliana DeFries was the 14-year-old who was lured away from the bus stop and was murdered in January 2017 by convicted sex offender Christopher Whitaker. Did horrendous things, so I just leave it like that. And like I told you all before, I did not know Aliana DeFries, Let's Make a Change Foundation, as it's now called. I didn't know her father, Damon DeFries, until he called my phone. I'll never forget, it was on a Thursday. My brother said, "Hey, I'm going down because my daughter died. I don't know if you fake or if you real, but I'm inviting you down to the queue to protest the fact that they're giving Dan Gilbert millions for the arena and they need to knock down homes." And hung up on me. And I had to think about it. And he done the same to brother Art McCoy, but we went down there. I remember going with Rico Dancy and Sam, Resonate News, formerly Melanated Media News. And the reason being, and when he saw him, he said, "Brother, I appreciate you. Let me tell you, there's so many people who said they was about this, that, and other. Couldn't find them, can't find them. Thank you." And so we rolled through with him, and I'm just glad that he was able to at least get somebody to sponsor that bill as it made its way through, a beautiful thing in itself. So anytime you have something like that happen, it's a blessing. As Senator Sandra Williams, Senator Williams, she sponsored it. And I just want to say that I appreciate her for doing that. And it shows that if you go out there and you stand up for yourself, you never know what might happen for you. So with that being said, let's go to 216-209, who's probably going to tell me, "I don't care about nobody standing up for themselves, man. You need to sit your butt back down." 216-209, how you doing on this New Year's Eve?
Hey, Brother Al, how you doing?
I'm alive and well. What about you, brother?
Oh, man, it's been a great year. So I just want to kind of like chime in and tell everybody Happy New Year's. It has been some tragedies in the neighborhood. So without getting to the good part, we're going to say rest in heaven to E.C. Dre, because it's so funny that the night all that happened was the same night we were talking back and forth about doing a video. So it's so touching because, man, like maybe a week too short and a couple days off. Man, it's crazy because it's like, you know, when we from the same neighborhood, you would think that the senseless stuff would stop after you hear about somebody else that got killed over something else senseless. You would think it would just be, you think it'll just, people are just like, "Hey, I'm not on it." But that's not the case. You know, with all the chemicals and drugs and things that's out here that people is on, man, you got to stay prayed up. You really do. So continue to do positive things and stay prayed up is my answer to staying away from the riffraff and everything. Like I said, I'm John from Black Odyssey. We got a video out right now about Fresh West. We got another one from Goldie coming. I'm just kind of like lost right now because I wanted to say I had one coming from EC Dre, but look at the circumstances and the situation. So we got to think better, man, and be better. If you knew better, you would do better. I mean, and I'm addressing this to the men that's out here in society, because if you addressing everybody as a whole, you're expecting chaos. But the Bible said, you know, he was looking for a special account for men. So I'm addressing the men out here, because once you as a man straighten up the things that you have going on in life, the woman will follow. She will make the adjustment to follow properly. So in order for a society to gain some order, the man has to take the initiative first. And this has been shown as an example throughout all of history, all across the world. So y'all stay positive. Have a great New Year countdown, and let's make this the best New Year ever. I'm John from Black Odyssey. Y'all want to see some videos and some more up-and-coming stuff, just go to YouTube, look up Black Odyssey TV. That's BlackOdessyTV. And you can search us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and everything else that's out there on a big platform. John from Black Odyssey.
Man, I thank you so much for the phone call, and please feel free to definitely hold a line. Hopefully we'll get into something that you might like.
Oh, I sure will. I'll be around, Al.
No problem. Thank you very much. Before I go to the – okay, I have three people on the line waiting. Man, 216-468-216-820-216-322, and I'm real glad to see people there for the simple fact that, you know, he could be out there doing who knows what. Maybe I'm stopping you all from getting the champagne on, but I appreciate you for rocking with me. Those who haven't seen it, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I am going to say please feel free to pick up that daily Eastside News. One of the things that hit me about that particular newspaper so far, volume 40, number 47, which was released Tuesday, December 18th, is that Black on Black Crime Incorporated reflects on 2018. Some nutcase by the name of Alpha Porter Jr. wrote the article, but anyway, the overview of Black on Black Crime, Inc. 2018 will lead to our 2019 overview, because we were blessed in 2018 to work on and receive ownership of our headquarters at 15415 Kibbon Avenue, 44110, off Ivanhoe. Not only do we meet there once a week, 7:15 p.m., which is Wednesday, it also serves as the headquarters for Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Black Man's Army, and the Black Man Army Man to Man program. And I'm very thankful that as the president of the organization, I was part of the team of Kimberly F. Brown, the Black Women's Commission of Cuyahoga County, and the Brown Report newspaper, and Donna Walker Brown, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and the Inner City Republican Movement, to her credit. And we did address Armand Budish over CFS, which helped with the man's recommendations that will lead to 2019 listening tours starting back in January. Basically speaking, this coming month is the man-to-man program to reach all young men. It's 216-253-4070, Brother Art. Victims of murdered loved ones can contact 216-990-0679, Judy Martin. You're able to use our headquarters for meeting space, parties, and other events. You can call the 216-804-7462 number for more information, plus the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop is held every first Saturday of the month, which is what we got into earlier, and DJ Dollar Rock's a part of that. And also, you can reach out because the Black House Sound open mic is free for the family with free food. That's at 17325 Euclid Avenue, 44112 Chandler Park Building, Suite 2190 at Friends Fellowship Bible Church. You can call the 216-468-4050 number for Brother Joe. And the thing is, in wrapping up part of what we spoke about, hey, we just want to keep Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy alive, because when we protest, we have to have legislation and policy and procedures so things will move forward. And in the upcoming articles, you will hear more about progressive radio shows, progressive churches, and more as we console murdered victims, loved ones, and others, and definitely do what we can to bring down the murder rate. I'll go back to the newspaper in a little while, but I'm going to go to the 216-468 number because you probably want to call in and tell me, man, all that writing and reading and papers, man, that's corny. 216-468, you're on live. How you doing?
Blackout Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. Happy New Year to everyone that's out there listening. I would just like to say, once again, thank you all from the bottom of my heart as the founder of Blackout Sound for 2018. Thank you for 17, 16. I was too out of it. And 15, 14, 13, 12, and all the way down. Mine was not, where is that now? But if it wasn't for some of the people that call into this show on a Monday night, it wouldn't be possible for Black House or our members to continue to keep pushing forward without the support. So once again, we want to thank you for that. I hope in the future we have so many extravagant shows going on to where we see all you people that speak of Black House Sound. Once again, the tragedies and the deaths, it's a miracle just being a human being. I don't care who you are. If you're not paraplegic and you can walk out the door, it's a miracle that you make it back home safe every day. We shouldn't take that for granted. Life is so real. Sometimes we look at life and be like, nah, that won't happen to me. I don't know people like that. You can go to a grocery store. A person like that can be there. And they can react. And they can be your life. Like a few months ago, the female on the west side at a church trying to get in her car, and the guy remove her out of her car, run her over, and pull it off. These are things that's happening in Cleveland, Ohio. I didn't say that happened in Chicago or L.A. I know there's tragedies happening everywhere. If you can think it, it's happening. But at the same time, we all should be grateful and thankful that we're still alive. But I can't tell the next woman or man to be grateful or happy. But how I feel blessed for all the support throughout the year. And like I say, people constantly dying. We should all be grateful, feeling in your heart to understand that. And happy new year. Not trying to be a teacher, just trying to talk about awareness. And we need to be aware of every place we go. You can go to a hospital, somebody can freak out there. Anywhere you go, a bank, anywhere. Your home, they come in it. Think about it. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
Man, that's deep. It's a lot that was just said. It's all about having gratitude, being thankful. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-820 or the 216-632, I want to take the time to stop and just say thank you, because Black House Sound open mic members, Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, Brother Bang, Sheriff Kilroy, donated Baby Grand Organ to the community church, as well as Black-owned Black Crime Incorporated Group. So I guess I would like to say Community Ministries, which is like every Sunday, 10 a.m., Pastor Ernest Harris at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32. Come and bring your children, and they provide counseling for you, family, marriage, 216-835-9704. But I want to definitely say that is a over-the-top type of thing to be done in hip-hop. And then we haven't touched Christmas Day around that evening. Mr. Motley released I Pray to God. And for New Year's, definitely released the Tell Me What God Saw. Mr. Powers, Black House Sound, How Do You See? And Black House Sound is hitting every target. Wait, just heard Mr. Powers was asked to be a headline performer at an upcoming memorial vigil. More next week after we talk to that brother about that one. And I'm just like, wow, for the simple fact that Delete Obsolete reached somebody in the audience of that Healing Gospel concert. And, you know, before I go back to the phone line, I'd like to say that the New Year's present coming up, Irving Joe's Coffee Cafe, 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio. Here's what's coming up Saturday, June the 12th, 2019. I'm thankful for the new year, yes, because 6 to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1 week after the workshop, run by Joe Little, Platinum Group, The Rude Boys, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, live eight-year celebration of this program. How much does it cost to get in? It's free. How did it happen? All right. Long story made into about a minute and a half. National Action Network, 2017, they had an event at the Black Studies Department at Cleveland State University. No microphones, no nothing was there. But they had a nice little seating section. And, of course, I'm going to support Cleveland State as best as I can because they support myself. And so Joe Little of the Rude Boys was asked by Elder Goodrum, who always looks out for Black House Sound and invites us to be a part of anything that happens. Joe Little came through, and it was not my job, but I was asking. I was the only one there on Saturday who could help run the computer and pull up their music video and stuff. And he talked about doing positive music. Remember Ashley Hall was there, found her SoundCloud song. It just so happened that because of a video that was shot in-house by Black House Sound called Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man, I showed that video, rapped along with it. Didn't really need a mic because I kind of know my words because Mr. Powers and Miss Platinum artist by the name of Joe Little was impressed by that song. To this very day, he was thankful. He was thankful when he moved the shop in. Was part of East Cleveland Solutions. Let's talk about how everything comes full circle. Councilman Ernest L. Smith, Council Vice President. He's holding Solutions as Black House Sound getting there on different committees. I'm a co-host to that with a member of his group. So OPN, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. News media comes in. They interview him, Mr. Smith, myself. He's thankful. He says, what can he do to help promote anything radio-wise or what happens? Sometimes people holler at me, you don't do enough this, that, or the other. Or I don't complain about so-and-so, so-and-so. It's because if God gives me the chance to make a solid relationship with somebody, then how the hell am I going to ask anybody or fan in Cleveland to support me in my music if I'm not out there doing a damn thing to help my own community? Then I'm a hypocrite, aren't I? And we've got too many damn hypocrites in the community. That's why everybody's dying. I'm going to the 216-820 phone number. Probably somebody was telling me, man, I don't care what Black House Sound do for the community. That's 216-820. You're on live.
Porter, I'm going to get you.
Yes.
You want to know why? Because
why
you
that,
always
man?
Say that every time when the CEO of Black House Sounds pops up, Mr. Powers, right?
Oh.
Here. See, you keep doing that. You know what I mean? But you know what? I'm telling
yes,
you
sir.
Right now, you know what I mean? It's a little discipline that's going to be coming your way because of that. You
oh.
know what I mean?
Oh,
so
no.
you should have never done that one. But one thing that
darn
I will
it.
Say this, though, is that, man, Black House Sound has been very, very persistent with what they have been doing lately. Now, if you haven't heard it from my partner that was just on the line, Mr. Motley there, the founder of Black House Sound, if you go to YouTube and log on to Joseph P. Motley, you will check out the three new banginest tracks that you have ever heard
mm-hmm.
before. I tell you right now, and I want to say this, I am blessed for the year 2018 because in 2018, I done seen a lot of good things, I done seen a lot of bad things, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've been turning something into something great, and I just don't know where it's coming from. But I do know that God has something to do with that, you know what I mean? But I will
yes, sir.
Say this, you know what I mean? Mr. Powers and Mr. Motley, as well as the other Black House Sound members, you know, Brother Sheriff, as well as Hurricane Bang, I'm going to tell you right now, in 2019, I want everybody to watch out, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying no competition, no level. But just be on the
mm-hmm.
but watch out for your ears, because when you hear these new joints that we are putting out right now, I'm telling you right now, you is going to make your head spin. It's going to make you go, what just happened here. I'm telling you, Black House Sound is on the move. Black House Sound is on the run when it comes to this music. And when I say on the run, we ain't running away from nothing. But Black House Sound is basically on the rise when it comes to this new material. And I'm going to tell you right now, you know what I mean, to everyone else that's doing music, I want y'all to keep on doing it and keep on rocking. You know what I'm saying? If you rocked it well in the 2018, we'll rock it even harder in 2019, because I'm rooting for you. You know what I mean? The same way that Black House Sound is getting rooted for on everything that we have been doing. Because I tell you right now, I'm still hearing about that Healing Gospel concert. And then when I just, and then, and if you just all heard about what Mr. Porter just said on the station here tonight about the upcoming event, you know, I tell you right now, songs like Delete Obsolete, No Limit What the Lord Will Do, Lift Every Voice, Bankroll, to the, well, I ain't even going to spill the beans on that because Porter already did it. If y'all forgot it, I hope you spill it again so y'all can go ahead and log on to it. But once again, log on to Joseph P. Motley on YouTube for that, and you will see the new banging tracks from Black House Sounds. And also, don't forget, in the 2019, there will be another open mic coming up. We will keep you posted on that. And I'll tell you right now, it's still free food, free fun for everyone to come out and enjoy. And from ages 6 to 60, you name it. You know what I mean? No ID required. You know what I mean? No cover charge. Come on out, see a free event, and get some good food in your belly that will be cooked by the lovely Miss Kim. So, once again, Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. Shouts out to the founder, Joseph Motley Jr., the Sheriff Kilroy, Hurricane Bang, Black Odyssey, and everyone that has shown love to Black House Sound like Black Odyssey. I tell you right now, don't forget to log on to them the same way you can log on to Black House Sound, because Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. And in the 2019, we on the rise, and we ain't going nowhere. One love, peace.
Peace, and definitely, if I'm not mistaken, that new song from Mr. Powers, Tell Me What God Saw, I don't have anything else to say. Before I go to the 216-632 phone number, got to give my respects because somebody basically hit me in the head and say, hey, 2 weeks ago, you ignored it. And you were right, because the world did lose singer Nancy Wilson, who was a Grammy-winning song stylist, torch singer who, hey, polished pop jazz vocals, and it made her a platinum artist and top concert performer. She passed due to a long illness at the age of 81. She was influenced by Dinah Washington, Nat King Cole, and other stars, and she covered everything like jazz standards to Little Green Apples. And in the 1960s alone, released 8 albums that reached the top 20 on Billboard's pop charts. A lot of times known for elegant and definitely quick and conversational and sometimes naughty. But she is best known for such songs as her breakthrough, Guess Who I Saw Today, and the 1964 hit, You Don't Know, How Glad I Am, which drew upon Broadway, pop, and jazz. She just resisted being identified with a single category, especially jazz, and referred to herself as a song stylist. So the thing is, she did a lot of things, especially like Broadway, My Way, Lush Life, and The Nancy Wilson Show, best-selling concert recording How Glad I Am, which brought her a Grammy in 1965 for Best R&B Performance, and Grammys for Best Jazz Vocal Album in 2005 for The Intimate RSVP, Rare Songs Very Personal, and in 2007 for Turn to Blue. So just wanted to say the National Endowment for the Arts awarded her such things, and she has definitely been able to get out there and do other things, such as who would have thought that she would have been involved in such songs or anything including credits from, let's just say, the Robert Townsend spoof Meteor Man, and definitely years hosting NPR's Jazz Profile series. And she received the NAACP Image Award 98. So I could not forget about her. I did not mean to do that. And before I go to the 216-632, for those who might be wondering what's left, like I say, if anybody wants to look up, you know, the fact that Kwanzaa, K-W-A-N-Z-A-A, but it's pronounced Kwanzaa, is just a week-long African-American and Pan-African celebration honoring family, community, and culture created by scholar and activist Dr. Malala Karenga. And definitely, it's seven principles surrounding Nguzo Saba, which is seven principles in Swahili. So in other words, if you got the seven principles, and for those who would tell me about Dr. Karenga, yes, there were some things that he's done wrong in life. I agree with it. Don't agree with some of how he's been labeled in the West Coast, because he was actually guilty of doing some wrong things, unfortunately. But the fortunate part is the traditions that he set out, if we went by those more or less, a lot of times wouldn't kill each other. So if you have Umoja, which is unity, Kushikagalia, which is self-determination, Ujima, collective work and responsibility, Ujamaa, cooperative economics, Nia, purpose, Kumba, creativity, Imani, faith. Those start usually on December 26th through January the 1st. I do know that I heard of two Kwanzas, which will be tomorrow, Tuesday, which is Imani, faith. One is at the Fall Place at the African American Museum, which I was told about, 1765 Crawford Road in Cleveland, from 4 to 7 p.m. The other one is at New Life, Calvary, 2020 79th Street, Cleveland, 3 to 5 p.m., courtesy of the Kwanzaa Coalition. If you ever need to know of anything or at least want to be a part, I now have the information of 216-212-6278 or 288-3808. So I'm going to the person who's waited so patiently on the phone line at 216-632, and they're probably calling to tell me that it's just a shame that I'm going to do this, that, the other. Instead of speaking Swahili, speak American. But I'm going to take this phone call anyway from 216-632. How you doing out there?
Well, first of all, rest in peace, Nancy Wilson. You have all of my respect and love for all that you've done for the African American and the world community. She was a global performer, not just for the people of African American or people of color, but she crossed color barriers. Everybody loved her. Everybody loved her. And this is your girl, Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman. How are you, Brother Porter?
I am doing excellent. What do I owe this? Wow. New Year's Eve present of a phone call.
Because I'd rather be on the phone talking with you guys than being out in that street, like everybody said, being targeted. You know, I'm not saying that it would happen, but even though I'm at home and things can happen at home, I'd rather be at home than to be out there. And plus the weather is bad, and I just don't need to be out there, period. So
gotcha.
I'm doing good, and I hope that Mr. Motley is still on the phone. Didn't make it there for the SPIN Awards. We still won an award. I'm waiting for it to arrive.
Okay,
that's some good news. And I decided, after seeing so many, you know, award shows that are, you know, in person, you have to travel. And as independent artists, I know that your funds are very, very limited. Very, because you're paying for everything, studio time, backup singers. There's, you know, you're doing every, independent artists do everything out of their own pocket. And people need to know that. Even though the sound is awesome, you would never know that you didn't have backings of big label producers and things like that. But it's a struggle. So knowing what the struggle is, I decided to do a virtual independent gospel award show, which will be held on Facebook Live April the 27th. That's a Saturday night at 8 p.m. And I wanted to announce publicly that our very own Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr., is being nominated for Hip Hop Artist of the Year and the Hip Hop Song of the Year, which is No Limits.
Wow.
I mean, we got to
bring
all I'm our people.
Say.
We got to bring our people. It's my assignment, you know, and I'm going to say it because it's the truth. Most of my listenership and my viewership come from outside of my city, outside of my state, outside of my region.
Right.
You know, my listenership and the awards that we've been getting have not been from Cleveland, even though, you know, I've received, you know, for networking and things like that. I don't want to dismiss that. But I don't do what other people do. I don't do them the way they do me. So I found that it was very important. Lady Gilmore is in one of our categories for best podcaster, and Joseph Motley Jr. is on my nominees list for best hip-hop artist and best hip-hop song of the year. Because Cleveland is on the map. Yeah, we got Baker Mayfield. Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. But we got Joseph Motley Jr.'s. We got Al Porter Jr.'s. We've got, you know, we've got so much talent in this city that, you know, we have to get outside of the cliques. There's too many cliques where people are stuck in their own little circles and won't go out. You know, when I can, I go where other people won't go.
Right.
Because I'm afraid they're hip-hop. Hip-hop is bad. You don't label something that you don't know anything about. Listen to the words.
Oh, man.
I mean, there is Christian hip-hop. And most of the people who say they don't like hip-hop or won't go to listen to hip-hop are just proclaiming to be Christians. Are you really? If you're not supporting everybody, if you're not supporting your people and the efforts that they're making to make your community a better place to be. Dinners and workshops and you know, just all the things that you do, entertainment, plays, concerts, to get these young people off of the street and into some positive environment. That's what the Cleveland hip-hop community is doing. We're not hurting anybody. We're helping. We're helping. That's what hip-hop is all about in the city of Cleveland. And I think it's time that the whole world knew about it. So kudos to Joseph Motley Jr. Joseph Motley Sr. Jr. Okay.
Hey, you might have given us a brand new solo album title. How can
Joseph
we catch
Motley
up with everything
Senior
that you're
Jr.
doing? Joseph
okay,
Motley Sr.
Well,
Jr.
All right. let's start the awards, and it's the virtual independent gospel awards. Voting starts February the 1st. I'm still in the process of notifying all the nominees. Voting starts February the 1st through March the 31st. The online ceremony will start at 8 o'clock on Saturday, April the 27th. I can be found every Wednesday at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live,
okay.
Our Moment in Black History. I've been doing this for over a year now, and I'm going to keep doing it because it disciplined me at this point. It's been over a year that it is still my least listened to show that I have.
Wow.
I'm Woman in Black History. How is that the least listened to show on my platform? I don't get it. I don't get it. It's 7 o'clock in the evening, so either you're at work or you're home from work, so you got a chance to listen to it. I know you're at work on your computer, so you can take 10 minutes to listen to our Woman in Black History every Wednesday at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live on Facebook. Tina Hobson, Tina A. Hobson, TinaAHobson. Tune in. I'm there Mondays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock with some of the best indie artists that you've ever heard. Or maybe you haven't heard, but they're the best. And so tune in.
Yep.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. Google Tina Hobson. I am a superwoman. You'll find me there.
Thank you so much. And please hold a line. We might have something for you.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. I'm just taking in the way this year is coming in. Let me at least take the time to say I appreciate you. I'd do better off if I let people know that, hey, you can go to the website of blackonblackcleveland.com, Facebook, I reported JR, period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat, Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, where the number 1, number 37 bus passes by that St. Clair, Ivanhoe, East 152nd area, and the number 28 passes by Euclid and Ivanhoe. It's just if you take that bus, it's a little bit longer of a walk, but that's all right because at least you're getting your exercise. Let me go to 216-288, who's probably going to tell me, forget all that exercise stuff, man. 216-288, you are on live, and how are you doing out there?
How you doing, Mr. Porter? Oh, bless. Just tuning in, just checking out the show. I'm just coming in telling everybody, it's a hip-hop workshop, right? Coming up, right?
Yes, it is. It's coming Saturday, as a matter of fact. Yes, it is.
That's right. That's what's up. Well, most definitely. Well, you know I'll be there. I know a lot of other hip-hop MCs and artists also be there, so I'm just looking forward to that. And, you know, everybody, you know, everybody wishing in the new year. Me personally, and this is a fact just to put out there. Truthfully, the new year really not the springtime, so we're going to let people enjoy their moment. So without due respect and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, shout outs to bringing in the new year.
Right.
Basically, you still got time, basically, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you're trying to, you know, get together, you know, you might want to, you know what I'm saying, lose some weight. You might want to gain some weight. You might want to, you know what I'm saying, get into that school, you know what I'm saying, you've been wanting to get into for, you know what I'm saying, months and months and months. Or, you know, sell them. Maybe a nice gig, you know what I'm saying, working at a nice, not minimum wage job, though a nice decent gig where you making $22 an hour, you know. So everybody listening, you got time, you know, to bring in the new year. So let's bring in the new year, you know what I'm saying, awesome. So with that being said, for Pride of ENT, shout out to Almighty FX, shout out to everybody at BMA, shout out to the whole Hip Hop Workshop family, and I'll see you all there. Peace.
Matt. Peace, and I appreciate you. As a matter of fact, I can say that I really do appreciate the message that came in. And the one thing that I'm looking at, I have not even seen that one pop up yet, so I know it is different type of number. So I'm going to see what is happening with the 216-6. Oh, okay. And that's a good thing, too, because when you do have people call in, you can go and bother them like so at the 216-682 and see what's on your mind, what's happening out there.
Hey, Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter. We had a phenomenal, I mean phenomenal rally today. And in front of Mr. Armand Budish's neighborhood. And you know something? I felt like a kid at Christmas. We need to do that with every corrupt official, every corrupt judge, every corrupt county worker. Go in front of their house and protest and demand for justice. It's a shame that we have to do that to get these elected officials to do their jobs. But hey, whatever it takes, you know, that's what we got to do. The thing that was even more amazing is we had almost every single powerful community activist group out there bonding together and fighting the exact same fight. And if we continue to do that through 2019, oh my God, the stuff that we're going to knock down. So it's I'm very proud of everybody that was out there today.
Same here. And I appreciate the fact that you were out there, too, to represent. So, again, who are you and what are you representing?
Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter. We're nationwide. We even have members outside of the country. And we just don't help out dads. We help out everybody, moms, grandmas, grandpas. Matter of fact, we just took on a child support case today for a woman who is $42,000 owed in child support, struggling single mom. So we're going to be planning some rallies soon because Cuyahoga County Child Support is refusing to help her. On the same token, we have dads out there who are being railroaded by child support. So it's just they're just going after everybody and violating everybody's rights. And we handle, you know, bullying, domestic violence cases. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up in 2019. It's just we all got to continue to stand shoulder to shoulder and fight the same fight. And we'll start knocking down doors. If anybody's got any issues with anything, though, they can look us up on Facebook, Father's Lives Matter. And, again, we help out everybody. We fight for justice, and that's what we base our cases on, justice for all.
Thank you so much for the phone call. And if you hold a line, I'm sure we're getting to something that you might like.
Okay.
And I definitely want to say, since you touched upon that one, to me, one of the best things that did happen, the cost of corruption. And my thing is this, I just appreciate the fact that you had so many people out there, such as Jay Price, Evangelist, LaTanya Goldsby, letting people know why we were there from Black Lives Matter Cleveland. You have Steve Haleko, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Al Porter from Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Of course, Avery Martins, and of course, Northeast Ohio Surge. Joe Jones, who was just on the line, was there to speak, representing Father's Lives Matter. Donna Walker Brown, Inner City Republican Movement. Peter Corrigan, Angela Davis, Angela Y. Davis from Black Lives Matter Cleveland. Cassandra McDonald, Euclid NAACP. Gerald Solomon, definitely talking about that health commission. Avery Martins, Neo Surge once again, Carol Steiner, Puncture the Silence, Stop Mass Incarceration. So a lot of people, we didn't intend on going out there and say, hey, let's just go out there and bother somebody doing something wrong. But we had to go visit Armand Budish in his gated community neighborhood just to let him know there's certain things that you cannot continue to take over and over again. And one of those things just so happens to be if you're in a position. Before I play this next song and then chime out with one of the main things that's happening, let's let everybody know something. I'm a painter by trade, okay? By trade. Sometimes I don't get paid. Why? Because I have to do other jobs that I'm not supposed to do. Because sometimes I've had to be a parent. Sometimes I have to sit there in a black-on-black crime meeting and listen to parents. It was about 7 different parents who had been mistreated by the Children's Family Services. Sometimes I have to sit down and act like I'm a detective, try to look out and find inmates who've been lost in the jail system downtown Cleveland. And think about it. It's a jail, but the way it's being set up, it's almost like it's a prison because you're holding inmates for up to 2 years without there ever being a hearing. I'm not a bail bonds person, but sometimes I have to do my best to try to go through and work with Donna Walker Brown or Brenda Bickerstaff to try to find inmates
try to see what's going on, why a bail hasn't even been issued in some cases. I'm not an attorney. Sometimes I'm forced to take that high school GED diploma and go through and look over paperwork and help file paperwork, help find attorneys that will do that. I'm not a clergy. I'm not a pastor. Sometimes I do have to sit there and counsel and listen, just like my partner and everything, Joe Jones, the families were hurt, despondent, and feeling like they'll never make it. I'm not a social worker. Sometimes I have to counsel children and others who've been abused, and I'm not a politician. Sometimes I've had to work in politics to get things done to try to make sure that other people are held accountable for when they do things wrong, such as the Armand Budish, Cuyahoga County executive. And then you wonder, why? It's because sometimes I have to work alongside people to let other people know that you have the same damn right to hold the people who work under you responsible and doing the right thing. So I'm sure our mom Buddhist neighbors will let them know, hey, partner, you better meet with those people and enlist the demands, because if you don't, they might want to evict you from being around us because you're bringing too much hell around us. I'm going to take the time to play this song before I read what's going on. You'll be surprised, but there's a couple of recalls coming up. And the song that I'm going to play, why not? Since he's nominated for something, one of my mom's favorite songs from his brother, I Ain't Listen, Conscious Rap, solo track from Joseph Motley Jr. It's one of my favorites, too. Be right back to wrap this up with some recalls.
Egypt, a newer order. If they ain't stopped slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Block said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work or jail. The children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man. And now you want to do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya. I ain't listening to old school, I was on the corner. Africa's come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like you love your homie. I ain't listening. No matter what they say, they never heard me. No matter what they do, they never heard me. I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's eternity. Now today, I ain't listening to the condition. Big business. Do they never heard me? I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's eternity. Now what's the day? What's the right direct? What's the wrong direct? Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some danger. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Joseph Motley Senior, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzle. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you'd rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me. I ain't listening. No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me. I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's eternity. Not today. Yo, they can never hurt me.
Press release, and for more information, you can contact, Jeff Mixon, president of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County at 216-471-7350, or Al Porter, president of Black Home Black Crime Incorporated, 216-804-7462. Time for change, time for justice, beyond inhumane, beyond inhumane conditions at the county jail. Elected officials in Cuyahoga County failed to respond satisfactorily to numerous issues begging for progressive leadership and Christian love. Anaya Garrett, Aisha Frazier, Aliana DeFreeze, Sanaya Thompson, and dozens of other tragic avoidable deaths, all victims of a toxic culture created by our true rulers. Powerful corporate entities run by men and women enslaved to pride, greed, lust, and envy. Since we elect their figureheads to office, however, and not them, we must hold their figureheads civically accountable for the many, if many, tragedies that have resulted from consistently poor government in Cuyahoga County. We must hold leaders like Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, County Executive Armand Budish, and Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson accountable, because every day just one city or county leader has claimed the mantle of responsibility for the litany of problems we face. Teenage unemployment, low wages, abandoned homes, potholes, child lead poisoning, and gun violence, domestic violence, rape, child endangerment, and corporate corruption. We must hold these three particular members of the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party civically accountable, because they've endorsed and gone through their endorsement process designed to elect corporate overseers rather than Christian servants to represent us. The CCDP's endorsement process, from, let's face it, top to bottom, is designed to subvert the will of the people in favor of corporate domination. If Cuyahoga County's grassroots community refuses to step forward to fill an insidious moral vacancy, which requires removing the above-named individuals from office, a dysfunctional political culture will continue to destabilize individuals, families, and communities, leading to tragedies even worse than those we've already suffered. For these reasons, the leaders of Black on Black Crime, Inc. and Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County plan to initiate the process of recalling Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, County Executive Armand Budish, and Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson by pulling and circulating recall petitions. Since pulling recall petitions for the three offices requires three different processes occurring at three different locations, we'll be pulling the recall petitions according to the following schedule. Basically speaking, Friday, January 4th, Frank Jackson, upcoming. Monday, January 21st, Armand Budish, and then Monday, February 4th, Marsha Fudge. Round two, if necessary, April 8th, we'll do it all over again. And if anybody wants any more or information, it's been a four sign from Jeff Mixon, president of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, Al Porter, president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, because we have a list of demands. For those who want to know more about those, we will just say, basically speaking, how about lower property taxes? That's one of the ones. Fund initiatives to end bullying and domestic violence. That's another. How about comply with the Cleveland Lead Safe Network demands updated on December 19, 2018? That's another one of them. Comply with the demands of a coalition of Clevelanders submitted to Cuyahoga County Council on December 11, 2018. That's another one. How about remove the racist and predatory elements from Cuyahoga County's predatory and plea bargain systems? That's another one. How about end wages slavery in Cuyahoga County by establishing a living wage compliance program for businesses with annual incentives and penalties? That's another one. Reform the CCDP endorsement process so that community interests are prioritized over tax interests and over the interest of corporations. Now, my thing is this. There are about another three or four of those demands that you can find out for yourself this coming Wednesday at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. One of those things is that we usually don't get involved in too much unless it's something that comes through from the people and they ask for that type of support. So with that being said, just to let you know, 2019 is a different year coming up. It's one of those years where, as Urban Survival once said, hey, we'd rather be about it than just talk about it. As I leave out, thank everybody who calls in. Sometimes when you call in the right time and you are not after the, I'll say, 10:03 mark, you get everything that's coming to you, basically speaking, including time. Before I do that, let me just do this. I'm giving you 90 seconds to close out the new year. Go ahead. And with that being said, I thank you for realizing that part of the schedule. And in 90 seconds left, I would like for people to at least take just maybe a few seconds to be thankful for being alive, thank their creator of their choosing, look forward to working together and staying safe. Thing. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Got to give a congratulations to Danielle Woods who followed through on her dream. It was hard work, but I see things building up nice in the Twinsburg area. Proud of that. Also want to take the time in less than 90 seconds as we go with 40 seconds left to just tell people that I appreciate you all for tuning in. Life is not going to get easy. I wish I could tell you that. But just know that no matter what struggle or pain that you go through, it's toughening you up. So when some real things come through that's even heavier, you'll be able to handle it with conviction and know that you can overcome and overstand anything that hits you. Looking forward to playing some Black Odyssey in the new year, playing some Black House Sound and some other artists, and pushing this independent award show that's coming up. I thank you all. Be blessed. Peace.